I have been here for 20 years, since 1999.
So since 1999, Cheryl, this has been a problem for you. Trucks going and hitting this bridge right here, the CSX bridge.
Yes.
Rick Davis announced on Thursday morning that no more trucks are going to be allowed. I want to get your initial reaction when you heard that news.
I'm very happy about that news. Very, very happy about that news. I'm just concerned about how they're going to enforce it to stop them from coming down here. Because, you know, they may say that like 57 trucks hit the bridge, but they're not telling you how many have come down here that they've had to back up, how many that have come down here and tapped the bridge, how many have gone down the little side streets to avoid getting to the bridge. And it's not fair for all the neighbors around here. My friend Cindy here, they have driven over her lawn. They have gone through her driveway, 3 feet down on her driveway. They've taken siding off. Her walls are cracking because they're always going that way to avoid the bridge. So it's not just 57 hitting the bridge. There's a lot more involved in it than the 57 that have hit the bridge.
If I'm not mistaken, later this month you were supposed to be addressing the Common Council about your concerns, right? How does everything that happened today change what you plan to do?
At this point, I still plan on going because I want to see exactly what they're going to do to enforce this. But if I do not have to go to complain, I will be there to thank them.
Do you think that this will actually work?
I'm optimistic right now. I don't know because I don't know exactly what they're doing to enforce it.
How satisfying is it for you, though, personally, to know that every time a truck hits one of these bridges, you have a security camera that's always following all this, and because you constantly told people, hey, here's another idiot that hit this bridge, let's publicize it. Everyone in Western New York sees your videos because you send them to the media stations, and then all of a sudden something gets done. That's got to be relieving in some sense, right?
It is. It is. That's why I made sure I was getting them out there. It was just ridiculous. And they say three of them hit in the last 3 weeks. But what the press doesn't know is a tree fell down on Young Street, and Young Street was closed for 3 days. So out of that three for 3 weeks was really more like 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. We had three of them.
You were taking videos of the bridge today. Trucks were still going through it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What'd you see? Explain what you had shown.
I saw a semi go underneath the bridge. He did clear it. But in all fairness, no signs are up and nothing's been enforced. So I can't really judge that at this point. They had just, you know, told us that no trucks on Young Street.
What have been the conversations that you've had with the mayor, Rick Davis, as well as the council here about what's been going on here? And have they reached out to you to address these concerns? You're just finding out Thursday morning about this.
Rick Mayer, I've never spoke to about this. The council, I have spoke to, and they invited me to come to the safety meeting on March 25th. But before I got there, the news broke. Broke everything and moved mountains for us, and I appreciate every bit of that.
This is radio. Could you explain to people how close you are to the bridge?
15 feet, maybe. I mean, when a truck hits that bridge, you think you're going to have a heart attack. It is so loud. It's obnoxious. And then if you get those shipping containers that hit, those are all metal. And that's what hit a couple of weeks ago. And those are the ones that fire me up, that make me get crazy, because you know they have to be doing some damage. You got metal on metal.
How does it affect your business here?
Oh, it's affected it highly, real bad. Because they closed down the street, so now I'm conducting business from the center of Young Street. If a customer has an appointment, if a customer needs to pick up their car, they can't. They have to park somewhere, walk over here, and then I can go get their vehicle and bring it here, or I can take their vehicle to them.
That's not a good way to conduct business.
No, it's not. And this has been 20 years of this.
What about with CSX, though? Have you ever reached out to them and say,
I have. They are the worst neighbors you ever want to have.
Tell me about it.
And I'm not afraid to say it. They are horrible. I reached out to them when an 11-pound piece of metal fell off of that bridge on both sides. And come to find out, it was for the drain to drain the water off. And they said, well, we have 5,000-some-odd Bridges, and we'll put you on a list. I said, okay. So then, of course, we got the news involved, and they were out here the next week.
How long ago was this incident?
I'd have to look that up. I have it here.
Through a lot of documents of what looks like news articles. So you've been detailing everything that's been happening.
I'm detailing it all because it's been a horrendous nightmare for all of us involved. For the neighbors, for myself.
So this one's from April 15th, 2010, from the Tonawanda News.
Correct.
A 10-pound chunk of debris fell from the CSX railroad overpass. It's only a matter of time before something more serious falls. So this is an ongoing problem for you, then?
Correct.
What, has anything else ever fallen? Anything else major? This is from 9 years ago. Has anything else happened?
Concrete falls off of it all the time. Because it, on top of the metal is concrete, and if you go out and look at it, you can see it's all chewed up. And you'll see piles of concrete and stuff like that. I don't know that anyone's ever gotten hurt yet, but it does happen, and CSX doesn't care.
Cheryl, I know you've been here for 20 years. This has been an ongoing issue. I'm sure people can listen to you, read your story, but also wonder, why not just leave? Why not just get rid of this spot and go somewhere else if this is such an ongoing issue?
Well, first of all, I'm at retirement age. So my goal at this point is to get these trucks to stop, and then I'm not sure what I'm doing. I may sell and get out of here. I'm not sure, but for anyone else to want to buy this property, this has to stop.
So is it like a challenge for you at the same time to try to get this issue taken care of, at least before you go?
It is a challenge, but it's also a serious concern of someone getting hurt and possibly getting killed over everything that's going on out there. And I still have my doubts about the structural integrity of that bridge. They said that they had it checked out, but I sure would like to see that in writing. That's just me. I'm right here. They have chemicals that go over here all the time. And if that bridge gives way and those chemicals comes down, it's going to take me out because, it's going to take me out. But it's going to take the whole city out.
What else would you like people to know about your situation here and your thoughts about what happened today? Anything we missed?
No, I'm happy for what happened today. I'm very happy. I don't want anyone to think I'm not happy. I'm just waiting to, like I said, that statement was very vague, so I don't know what they're going to do to enforce and keep this from these trucks coming down here.
Well, I know Rick had said to us on our airwaves today that they're finally trying to fix stupid. That's a start, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a start. I mean, that's hard to fix stupid, but it's a start. You know, it's a story. What are they going to do? Signs? They got 10 signs here. They can't read a low clearance. How are they read no trucks?
There was something that they had mentioned to me before where they thought about putting up kind of like these bars that would, you know, if you hit this, you're going to hit this bridge. What do you think about that measure?
That's what I brought up in... Okay. I brought that up in the Common Council in 2009. And I was shut down. They said that... And matter of fact, didn't they tell us at the Common Council the other day they couldn't do it?
Right. They're not allowed to,
do it.
Something falls off of the sign that's hanging over the road.
Right.
Pedestrian. Okay. Right. So just safety concerns and liability concerns.
I had sent them all pictures of
it. Yeah.
Yep, that's the pictures that mm-hmm. we had seen where it says if you hit the sign, you will hit this bridge.
I brought that up in 2009 and I was shut down. I tried to get it taken care of. All they did was put more low bridge clearance signs. But I don't know. I hope that where they have no trucks, there's flashing lights around it or something. I don't want flashing lights that will go through a resident's home. Mm-hmm. So I think they need to be strategically placed. I'm hoping that helps.
It's a tough situation.
And I'm hoping the cops stay on it and monitor it. And, you know, I can send you a video of all the cops pulling over all these trucks, you know. Right. I hope I can.